the president called the Democratic leadership in yesterday morning, and yesterday evening he talked to the top Republicans in the House of Representatives, Cantor and Boehner. There will be another meeting this morning between some of those leaders. Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner are both going to be giving a press conference, or at least a statement, here in the next hour or so. Negotiations now have broken to the point where there will be some action. The House did pass by 294 to something or other the cut, cap, and balance act, as they call it, in which the extreme domestic spending cuts that would threaten, among other things, Medicare and health care and Medicaid. The cap would be to limit spending on certain areas of government, and of course the Budget Balancing Act, which was offered in this one as a prerequisite for the limitation being lifted off of the debt limit. All of that has gone through now, and it's going to the Senate, where we're told that it will be voted probably tomorrow. It'll be voted down, we expect, and then it will be dead in the water. They can begin the process of taking up what's called the Gang of Six solution, which seems to be what they probably will go with if they're going to go with something. Either way, they haven't got time to put it together, really, the number of pages, et cetera, that have to be printed. And so we're up against something that's going to be happening. We're now 12 days out from the theoretical deadline. Real war, man, we aren't kidding around a bit any longer. No secrets and things like that. The Yemeni government has apparently just allowed us to take over control of their southern province war effort. U.S. jets hit a village, practically, interestingly, home territory of the Bin Laden clan, where Al-Awlaki, the leader of the Yemeni branch of Al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia, is what it's really called. 2 days ago, they missed him. They hit his truck, and he was driving in a truck. They hit the back of the truck. It caught fire. He jumped out, jumped into another vehicle, and then that vehicle and a whole bunch of others all mobbed together and split up into the desert in different trails, and we lost them. There is now apparently a report that there were another leader of the local Al-Qaeda may have been killed. A major fight on Tuesday. I mean, here's the Yemeni army on the ground. Our jets, the attempt at Al-Awlaki, apparently we're going full bore in Yemen, despite the fact that we haven't even talked about the fact that we haven't declared war there. I mean, at least in Libya, we knew that we were doing something. The Atlantis has returned. The end of the era of the space shuttle has arrived. The final 135th mission for the system, and it will probably be another 2 to 5 years before anything done by NASA as such will be back in space. Until then, if we're going to have any missions of action on the International Space Station, we'll be riding Russian rockets to get there. The first hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday on something called the Marriage Protection Act. You're familiar with the Defense of Marriage Act that we shoved through during the Bush administration? Well, there. That's the one that says that only a marriage recognized as between a man and a woman can be considered legal under federal law. That's being taken back now. The Marriage Protection Act guarantees that anybody who's married legally in any state must then have that same right included by other states and by the federal government. This one had its first hearing yesterday as the anti-gay marriage folks paraded their arguments. Major step in the right direction. The president came out yesterday in favor of the Defense of Marriage Protection Act and the repeal of DOMA, as it's called. No another step in the slow but sure restoration of rights that should never have been in question. And finally, crime and punishment in America. How many people out there caught a 5-year sentence for possession of marijuana? How many people caught several years in